The sphere of the Etz Hashem will cover the material from the top of Chesem and Aleph by the two dots to the middle of Chesem and Beis by the two dots, the second two dots by Chesem and Beis, because that's where the material for the second Bechina for the Daf program ends. We'll pick up afterwards with the middle of Chesem and Beis. So let's start from the top. Let's start from the beginning. So we were discussing in the Mishnah on Daf Beis way back in the beginning of the Parak, the machlokas between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon in terms of when the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser Behema is. According to Tanna Kamma, as we mentioned before, was the first day of Elul. It's the first day of Elul. According to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, it's the first of Tishrei. So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon omrim be'echa be'tishrei. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, u'shneihem mikra echa darshu. Both the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon darshan the same pasuk. Shneamar, the pasuk says, in Tehillim, lavshu karim hatzon. Va'amakim yatfu bar. Yisro'ahu af yashiru. So what does that mean? Lavshu charim hatzon, that means that the sheep became clothed with flesh through the fact that they became pregnant. Lavshu karim hatzon, the tzon like kilu, as if they put clothes on because they expanded by becoming pregnant. Vamakim yatfu bar, and they're covered with grain. Yisro'ahu af yashiru. And when the harvesting season comes, it's as if the plants will knock against each other. So what does that mean? Rav Meir says like this: Emasai love shucharim tzon. When is it that the tzon become pregnant? Bizman she'amakim yatfu bar. That's only when the depths of the ground are covered with grain. Ve'imasai amakim yatvu bar. When are the furrows of the ground covered with grain? Ba'adar. That's an adar, because that's when the grain blossoms. So therefore, misabros ba'adar, v'yoldos ba'av. They become pregnant in adar. They give birth in av, which is 5 months later, because we learn that sheep have a 5 month period of gestation. It takes them 5 months to deliver. Rosh Hashanah shalahan Elul. Therefore, the Rosh Hashanah for them should be Elul. And that's how Rav Meir reflects the view of the Tanna Kamma, which is that Rosh Hashanah l'maaser behema should be Elul. Because again, for him, the sheep get pregnant in Nisan. The sheep get pregnant in Adar, when the time that the earth is covered with plants. And then they give birth 5 months later in Av. So therefore, we should go based on Elul. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon argue, Amos, I love shucharim hatzon. When do they become clothed with extra clothing? When do they become pregnant? Bizman she yisro oh af yashiru. When the shibolim, when the stalks, as if they shake against each other and they sing, like we said before. When is that? V'imasai shibolim omro shira. When do the stalks kilu sing by knocking back and forth against each other? B'nisan, when it's the harvest season. Misabros b'nisan, therefore they get pregnant in Nisan. V'yoldos be'elul, and they give birth in Elul 5 months later. Rosh Hashanah shalahan, Tishrei. So the Rosh Hashanah for them is Tishrei. So again, according to our mayor, since they get pregnant in Adar and they give birth 5 months later in Av, Rosh Hashanah is Elul for them. And according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, since they get pregnant in Nisan, 5 months later is Elul, so Rosh Hashanah for them is Tishrei. So now the Gemara is going to note the fact that each Daya learns the Pasuk differently. Because according to Rav Meir focuses on Amakim Yatvu Bar, and he leaves out Yisro'o Af Yashiru. And Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon do the opposite. They focus on Yisro'o Af Yashiru, and they leave out Amakim Yatvu Bar. And the Gemara is going to explain, V'idach Nami, but Rav Meir, who learns that it's based on El Haksiv Yisro O Af Yashiru. The Pasuk says that the important time to be aware of is when the stalks are banging against each other as if they're singing. So that's during Nisan, that's not during Adar. Hahus, the Gemara says, Ba'aflasa Tehavyam Ben Nisan. That's only the late sheep that become pregnant in Nisan. But most sheep become pregnant in Adar. So therefore, Aflasa is the late sheep. They're ma'achros, they delay. And based on that, you can't determine that Ma'aser Behema should be from them. Should be from when most sheep get pregnant, that's during Adar.
V'idach nami, and Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon have the opposite problem. The haksiv v'amakim yatvubar, which is when the ground is covered with grain. What about that time? Hahu b'charfayasa da'aser me'adar. He says, no, that's only the early sheep that come from Adar. He thinks that most of the sheep come from Nisan. So they both explain the other half of the pasuk to that it shouldn't be problematic for their shita. So the Gemara now discusses. This is Rabbi Yochanan. This is Rabbi Yochanan's view of the machlokas. Bishlam of Rav Meir, I understand, according to Rav Meir, kidichsev lavshu karim hatzon bizman shamakim yatfu bar v'ikanami yisro af yashiru. Because how's the pasuk read? Lavshu karim hatzon, they become pregnant then. When does that happen? Bizman shamakim yatfu bar, which is right after in the pasuk. And then yisro af yashiru, there's extra sheep left over who are late. Elor Blazer Reb Shimon Ipchami Baila, the pasuk is out of order. It should have said Mivshu Karim Hatzon Bizman Shisro Af Yashiru Vikanami the Makim Yatfubar. The pasuk should have said the sheep become pregnant. Most sheep become pregnant when there is Yisro Af Yashiru, when the grain is knocking against each other. And there's also sheep that are Amakim Yatfubar that are early based on the fact that the ground is covered with grain. So according to Rav Yochanan, Rav Meir Shita makes perfect sense because the pasuk reads in order. But Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Shita is harder to understand because the pasuk doesn't read properly in order. So says the Gemara, Ella Amar Rava. Rava says a different view of the machlokas. Dekule Alma, Lav Shukarim Hatzon, Bizman Shama Kim Yatfubar. Everybody thinks that the sheep become pregnant when amakim yatvubar, when the ground is covered with grain, which is ba'adar. So then that would be true. Everybody would agree that it's based on adar. So then what's the real machlokas? Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Meir. V'hacha b'hakra k'mifugi. They argue about a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Aser ta'aser. You shall take ma'aser every single year. And why is the word aser ta'aser repeated? B'shnei ma'aser sakasav medaber. The pasuk is talking about two different types of ma'aser. Echa ma'aser behema, v'echa ma'aser dagon. One type is ma'aser behema. The second type is ma'aser dagon. Two different types of ma'aser. Remer savar makish ma'aser behema l'ma'aser dagon. You have a hekesh between ma'aser behema and ma'aser dagon. Ma ma'aser dagon samuch l'gemaro yisuro. Af ma'aser behema samuch l'gemaro yisuro. Just Remer thinks just as Meiser Dagon, its period of Meiser is around the time where it finishes its harvest. So that's why most Peros finish close to Rosh Hashanah. They become ripe close to then. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah is a time of Meiser for Meiser Dagon. Af Meiser Behema Samach L'Gemaro Yisuro. So too, since everybody assumes that the sheep become pregnant in Adar and therefore give birth in Av, so Elul, which is around the time when they give birth, should be the time for Meiser as well. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon Tzahavrei, Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon argue, Makish Meiser Behema L'Meiser Dagon. We have the opposite Hekish. We go from Meiser Behema to Meiser Dagon. Ma Meiser Dagon, Rosh Hashanah Shalo Tishrei, Af Meiser Behema, Rosh Hashanah Shalo Tishrei. So really, they have a different kind of Hekish. It's the Hekish is not so far as that, like, just as Meiser Dagon, the period of Rosh Hashanah is around the close to when the time it finishes, so to Meiser Behema. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon take not the opposite view, they go in the same direction, but if they have a hakish that really equates them, just as Meiser Dagon is Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Dagon is Tishrei, so to Meiser Behema is the first day of Tishrei. So again, we've had, in our Gemara now, we have two explanations for the machlokas, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, and Reb Meir, as to why they debate when is the day of Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema. The first explanation is Rav Yochanan's explanation, that Rav Meir believes that most Behemos give birth in Av, because they get pregnant in Adar, and then they have Meiser in Elul, the first day of Elul, and Rav Lezer and Shimon argue most Behemos get pregnant in Nisan, give birth in Elul, and therefore their Rosh Hashanah should be Tishrei. That's Rav Yochanan's view. And it's based on how you read the Pasuk. Rav has a different view. Really, everybody believes that most of the behemas give birth in Adar and get pregnant in Adar and deliver in Av. So what's the machlokas? And the machlokas is, what's the relationship between Maaser Behem and Maaser Dagon? Rav Meir thinks the relationship is, just as Maaser Dagon, the period of its Rosh Hashanah is close to the time when the crops get finished, so too Maaser Behema. And Rav Lazar Shimon say, no, the period of Maaser Dagon is based on Maaser Behema. And they have to be the same day. Just as Maaser Dagon is Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, so too Maaser Behema. Let's see Rashi. Rashi der Maskel loves Shukarim Hatzon. In the middle of the page, towards the top, mikra hu b'sefer Tehillim. It's a pasuk in Sefer Tehillim. Lav shu karim hatzon, that the sheep become extra clothed with their pregnancy. V'amakim yatfu bar, and the furrows of ground will be covered with grain. Yisro o af yashiru, and the grain knocks against each other as if it sings. Lav shu karim hatzon. What does that mean? Rashi explains, mislav shos hakvasim shemis abros. The kvasim become clothed because they become pregnant. Yatfu bar, the crown becomes covered with grain. Shazriya tzomechas vinikeras yafe. Because the zriya, the sprouts come out and are easily seen. Yisro o'af yashiru bin Nisan, but a month later in Nisan, kishyagiyaz man hakatsir, when the time of harvest comes, vatvua bekashim shalah, and the grain is in its stalks, varuach min hashaves, and the wind blows, vehi nokshos zu'al zu, and they bang against each other, nishmakol, you can hear the grain grow, you can hear it, v'niraos kimisharaos, it looks like, as if they sing to each other. Zman ibur behema daka, chamesh chadashim. Rashi adds the point that a behema daka, like a sheep, takes 5 months for gestation. Rosh Hashanah shalahan el, that's Remeir's view, desamuch ligmaro, who's man chodesh, v'yashan shalahan l'chidosh Hashanah. Because the time in which Dizman Ligmaro, who's man chadash, v'yashan shalahen l'chidosh Hashanah, because that's the time, around the time where they become finished. So it's appropriate to fix the time of Rosh Hashanah at the time when the new crop of Behemah come in. As at l'chidosh Hashanah, as the year becomes renewed. Bizman shiyisro'o hashibolim. So the Gemara asked, again, according to Rav Meir, within Rav Yochanan's view, how do you explain the end of the pasuk? He says, no, that's hahu ba'aflasa. Yesh l'chatzon hama'atifos, that they are, umis hama'atifos, they cover themselves up, umis achros, and they delay l'kabel zachar nisan, to become pregnant until nisan. Avaruba me'adar havu, but most of them are not like that. So that's how he would explain the end of the pasuk. So Gemara asked, Bishlam alur of Meir, the darish kra kadichsiv, lav shu karim. So the psukim read in order that there is this, most of the behemoth is like this, v'ikonami mi'uta, and there's also a small amount, she'im is lav shos karim, ad shi'isro o hashibolim, that they only become pregnant once the shibolim start knocking against each other. Elur b'lezer, d'amar ruba b'nisan, that rov is in Nisan, u'mi'uta ba'adam is a mir in Adar, ipchami b'ayla u'mechtav, it should have said the opposite. So the Gemara says, no, it depends on the relationship between Maaser Dagon and Maaser Behema. Maaser Dagon samach legamro yisuror. Rosh Hashanah leMaaseros Tishrei. Dachi tani lekamam bebraisa. Rosh Hashanah for Maaseros is Tishrei, based on the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis. V'Tishrei samach legamro, when Tishrei is around the time where it gets finished. Dechoyim osachama menichem liyavish begranos shebesados, because for grain, all the days of the summer season, it dries out in the storehouse, and then a month later, so then from then we say Rosh Hashanah. But that's where Meir says that Maaser Behema follows that way. But according to the second day, it's not like that. We have to have an exact comparison, because according to Meir, since animals become finished around the time of Av, we go to Elul. But according to Elazar B'Shimon, it should be the same. So now we're going to the next line of the Mishnah. Be'echa b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. But again, that's the first line of the Mishnah on Daf Beis. So far, again, we've covered the first day of Nisan, which is Rosh Hashanah l'malachim and regalim. Elul, which is Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema, machlokas. Echa b'tishrei is now Rosh Hashanah for shanim, shmitim, yovlos, netiyah, and yirakos. So what does it mean, Rosh Hashanah l'shanim? The Gemara asks, Be'echa b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. So Rosh Hashanah for years. L'may hilchsa. What halacha does this teach us? Amrav Papa l'shtaros. So this goes back to our entire discussion on Beis of an Aleph. There's a difference between shtar muktam and shtar meuchar. We know this from Beis and Aleph. The shtar muktam is when the date on the shtar is actually before the loan takes place, which is a shtar that's pasul. But a shtar meuchar is when the date on the shtar is actually after the loan takes place, and that's kosher. What was the difference? As we said before, a shtar muktam is pasul because people are going to take from the lekuchos. They're going to take indebted properties from the buyers who bought the properties inappropriately, because, like we know, that a halva has nechasim mishubadim. The properties that have been sold by the lova between the time of the halva and the time of the collection, the malva, the creditor, can collect them, but he can only collect properties that have been sold after the loan takes place. That's why we have to know what date the shtar is. So if it's muktam, it's pasul, and if it's muchar, it's kasher. So if Papa says so too, we have to, if since there are certain kings that count their years based on Tishrei, we have to know what the year is. We have to know in order to know if it's a shtar muktam and shtar meuchar. So the Gemara asks, Ditznan, and the Gemara explains based on the Mishnah in Bava Basra, shtar yechov hamukdam and psulin, the shtar yechov that are muktam, they're early, they're pasul, because again, it doesn't align properly with the time of the loan. Va'amuchar and ksherim, but if they're meuchar, if they're delayed after the time of the loan, they're kosher. But the Gemara asked, but that was explanation for Echa ben Nisan. Va'tanam, but the Mishnah said, on Beis and Aleph, be'echa ben Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. Echa ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for malachim. Va'amrinan l'may helchus. And the Gemara asked, what do we care about that? From Rav Chista l'shtaros. And Rav Chista said for shtaros. So then it's teaching us the same halacha over again. So the Gemara says, no, lo kasha, there's no problem, because we know there's a difference between different types of kings. Kan l'malchei Yisrael, kan l'malchei umos ha'olam. Then when it comes to Rosh Hashanah being Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's for Malchei Yisrael, who count their years based on Nisan. So for them, we have to know that if you count your shtaros based on the years of Malchei Yisrael, so then you can determine what's Muchar and what's Mukdam based on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But if you count your shtaros based on the years of the kings of the rest of the world, so then you have to know that's based on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the first day of Tishrei. So the Gemara asks, but that's something that we already know. Ela hadam Rav Chista lo shanu ela malchei Yisrael malchei umos olam mitishrei maninan. But Rav Chista and Daf Gimel in the beginning of the parak said that the halacha of Echad bin Nisan is only for Malchei Yisrael, but for Malchei Umos Olam, we count based on Tishrei. Rav Chista mas Nisan aslash me'inan. Rav Chista is telling us the Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah itself says that already. So then, obviously, that can't be what the Mishnah means to distinguish between between Nisan and Tishrei, le'inyan, counting shtaros, regarding counting shtaros. So Gemara says, no, lo, Rav Chista karoy aslash me'inan. Rav Chista is teaching us the Pshat in Psukim. It's true that based on the count of the years that we already know from the Mishnah, there's a fundamental distinction between Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Umos HaOlam, between Echa ben Nisan and Echa ben Tishrei. But Rav Chista wanted to show what the source was. V'bayis Ema, or another answer, Rav Chista k'rabi zera masni la. Rav Chista learns the Mishnah differently. The reason why Rav Chista teaches us the Psukim that, oh, there's a difference between Malachim of Malchei Yisrael and Malachim of Malchei Umos HaOlam is not because that's what it was, the Pshat in the Mishnah was at all. He has a different read of the Mishnah entirely. Rabbi Zeira. Rav Chista k'Rabbi Zeira Masnilei. He learns the Mishnah like Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira Amar, Rabbi Zeira says, what does it mean that the first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah? Litzkufa. In terms of counting the yearly solar cycle, and there are four tkufos of the year, there are four weather seasons of the year, there are four parts of the cycle for that, and we say that Tishrei or the rain cycle, whatever it is, that Tishrei is the beginning of that. Rabbi Elazar he da amar b'Tishrei nivra ha'olam, and it's like Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Elazar says the world was created in Tishrei. It's a machlokas we'll see later on in the parak. There's a debate in Tanayim when the world was created. Was the world created in Tishrei, or was the world created in Nisan? So Rabbi Lezer thinks the world was created in Tishrei, and I believe it's Rabbi Yoshua that thinks the world was created in Nisan. But according to Rabbi Lezer, the world was created in Tishrei, so then for him, the yearly cycle of Tkufos, of counting the amount of periods for rain, are based on what? The beginning of the year of Tishrei. And that's why he says that's another way of reading the Mishnah. So if that's another way of reading the Mishnah, so Rav Chisda is no longer stuck. Because Rav Chisda, even though he's trying to prove from the Psukim that there's a difference between Malchei Yisrael, Malchei Yisrael, Malchei Olam, that's not just because the Psukim say so, because he didn't know that from the Mishnah. He only knew from the Mishnah they were talking about Tkufa, the periods of rain for the year. So again, the Gemara had asked if the Pshat in the Mishnah is that Rosh Hashanah Lemlachim for Tishrei means for Shtaros, so we already know that from Nisan. So there's a difference between Malchei Masa Olam and Malchei Yisrael, like we discussed earlier in the parak. Or we'll say that Rav Chisda, so for Rav Chisda, who learns that from Psukim, that seems to be just the Mishnah. So the Gemara gives two answers. Rav Chisda was teaching how the Psukim show it, even though the Mishnah already said the din, or he's teaching us a different halacha that the Mishnah for Tishrei is referring to Tkufat Hashana, the rainy period. Okay. Let's go into Rashi. Rashi de Raschil, Be'echa B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, L'may Hilchasa L'Shtaros. So L'Tchilas Shnos Malachim, for to count the beginning of the year of the king, K'Depricious Breish Pirkin, like we explained in the beginning of our parak. So he asks, Karaya slash Me'inan? Rav Chisda is just teaching us. The Gemara answers, no. Karaya slash Me'inan. The Rav Chisda is teaching us the Psukim. Kida'am Reish Pirkin, Divri Nechamia ben Chachlaya. The Psukim and Nechamia that bear out this idea. V'ibay Seima, Rav Chisda de Itzrich lash Me'inan. Rav Chisda, another answer for Rav Chisda himself, who need to teach us, Kida'am Ran de Malchei Umos B'Tishrei, at the beginning of Tishrei is for Malchei Umos Olam, Leis Lehadar Av Papa. He doesn't have Rav Papa's halacha. To Pirish Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, who said Rosh Hashanah is for Shanim, the Hachal L'Shtaros, because we're going on Shtaros here, El Kerb Zera Masni La, the Pirusha to L'Shanim de Mas Nisan. We're going like Kerb Zera, who teaches us the years in the Mishnah itself. That it has a different explanation. Kerb Zera Masni Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, the Tkufas Chamav Levana. The Rav Zera learns that Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim for Tishrei is not based on Shanim of Melachim, it's based on Shanim of Tkufas Hacham Olavana, the yearly cycle, the periods of the moon and the sun. Lomar Shemonin Libir Yasan, V'hiluchan Shal Tkufas Hacham Umaldos Halavana Mi Tishrei, that we count from the renewed cycle of the yearly solar cycle, lunar cycle for Tkufas Hacham Umaldos Halavana, the rebirth of the moon, Mi Tishrei. Rav Lezer he the Amar B'Tishrei Nivra Olam L'Kamam Apir Kandaf Yud. That's Rav Lezer Shita. So according to this, Rav Chisda is not teaching us something that we already knew from the Mishnah, because he reads the Mishnah like Rav Zera. He doesn't hold of Rav Papa's pshat. Okay, back into the Gemara. The Gemara gives another explanation. Nachum Reitzlak Amar, what does it mean that Echa B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim? It's Ledin, that the Rabban Shalom judges the whole world for the year to come, and what's going to happen that year on the first day of Tishrei? Dichsev, Merishis Hashanah, Veracharish Shana. The Ribbono Shel Olam focuses on the world from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Merishis Hashanah Nidon, Ma'ei B'Sof. From the beginning of the year, they're judged what's going to happen by the end of the year. So ask the Gemara, Mimai de Tishrei Hu? How do I know that's Tishrei? Dichsev, because the pasuk says, Tiku b'chodesh shofar, b'kesa liyom chageinu. They shall blow in the month of Shofar on the covering of our holiday. So we're supposed to blow Shofar when there is Kisui. V'izel chag shachodesh miskasa bo. What is the yomtif that the chodesh, that the day of Rosh Chodesh is covered up because the moon is very small. Havei Omar Rosh Hashanah. That teaches me it's Rosh Hashanah. Uksiv. And what's the relationship to the din? Ki chok l'Yisrael hu mishpat l'Elokei Yaakov, that it's a law for Klal Yisrael, a mishpat, a judgment for the God of Yaakov. I mean, the Ribbono Shel Olam judges the world when Rosh Hashanah is celebrated, and we know Rosh Hashanah is celebrated in the beginning of Tishrei. So therefore, the mishpat of the whole world is based on Tishrei. Let's go into Rashi. Rashi says, back on Chesam and Aleph, V'nachmar Yitzchak Amar, Rosh Hashanah L'shanim Tznan Hacha L'din Tana. The Rosh Hashanah L'shanim that we're teaching here is for din, for judging the world. Shakarsh Baruch Hu Dan B'Tishrei Es Kol Balet Baya Olam Kol HaKaros Osam At Tishrei Haba. Everything that's going to happen to them up until the coming Tishrei. Tichsiv Enei Hashem L'kecha Mirishi Sashana Hanigzaros Aleha. That the beginning of the year, that the gezerah, the decrees that are going to be decreed against it, shachodesh miskasaba, that the month is covered over, l'rechokim, for those who are far away, kon shachris libnei marav, like in the morning for people in the west, va'arvis libnei mizrach, in the evening for people in the east, l'fishaktana hisamach l'chidusha, because as the moon is renewed, it's very small, it's hard to see. Elim, so back into the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Ki chok l'Yisrael hu mishpat l'Elokei Yaakov, that it's a judgment for Klai Yisrael, a mishpat, it's a law for Klai Yisrael, a mishpat, a judgment for the God of Yaakov. Melamed that teaches us she'ein bezdin shalmala nichnasin ledin elim king kidshu bezdin shalmata es hachodesh. The bezdin shalmala, the heavenly court, doesn't sit in judgment on Rosh Hashanah unless bezdin shalmata did kiddush hachodesh, because chok liyisrael hu, once Klal Yisrael has declared it as Rosh Chodesh, as Rosh Hashanah, then mishpat l'Elokei Yaakov, then the Rabbon Shalom can judge. Tani idach, another brisa, ki chok liyisrael hu, what does it mean it's a chok for Klal Yisrael? Ainli Ali Yisrael. I understand that only includes Klal Yisrael that gets judged on Rosh Hashanah. L'umos ha'olam minai. And how do I know that the nations of the world also get judged on Rosh Hashanah? Tam lomar mishpat l'Elokei Yaakov. That the Rabban Shel Olam judges. Meaning the whole world gets covered by that. Imkei ma tam lomar kichok liYisrael. So what does the extra kichok liYisrael teach me? The Rabban Shalom judges the whole world. Melamed sheYisrael nichnasim tchilu l'din. That teaches us, no, that Klal Yisrael is judged first in Rosh Hashanah. Kidder Rav Chista. Dem Rav Chista melech v'tzibur. If you have a melech, a king, and a tzibur, and a community that are coming to be judged by Hashem, melech nichnas tchilu l'din, the melech goes first to be judged. V'tzibur shenemar mishpat avdo u'mishpat amo. So the melech goes first, and Klal Yisrael is being referred to as a melech compared to the rest of the world. As the pasuk says, mishpat avdo, the mishpat of his servants, and mishpat amo, and the mishpat of his judges of his nation. So that Shlomo HaMelech would first judge his own servants, And then he would judge the rest of the nation. My time, why do we have this hierarchy of who gets judged first? Ibais Ema, one answer might be Lav Orach Ara, Lameka Malkav, right? It's not appropriate that the Melech should wait outside while everybody else is being judged. Vibais Ema Mikame Delifosh Charon Af. Because we want that Klal Yisrael should be judged first before Hashem gets angry at the world when he's judging based on the sins that people have. So that way Klal Yisrael receives the most favorable judgment, they should be first before the Charon Af, that Akash Baruch Hu's anger should be delayed for the longest amount of time. Let's see Rashi. Dibra Maskel, the second Rashi on the page, Elim King Kichu Achodesh, that again, Hashem only judges the Klal Yisrael, or judges the world once Bezdin has been Mekadesh the Chodesh, V'achika Amar, and this is what it means, Im Kavu Yisrael is Chok Achodesh, if the Klal Yisrael have determined the Chok, the law of the Chodesh, Ye Mishpat L'Karash Baruch Hu, then the Rabban Shalom will judge the world. Melech V'tzibur, Kishakarash Baruch Hu Dan Osam, Melech Nichas Tchila, when the Karash Baruch Hu judges the world, the Melech comes in first. Mishpat Avdo, Shlomo Kamarle, that was Shlomo who said this. Delifush Charon Af, that there should be an extended period of time, a grace period of time, Bishvil Avonos HaTzibur, for the sins of the Tzibur. Minalan, how do I know? Shishnash Mi, sorry, that's the next part. Back to the Gemara. So again, the leif v'shcharnaf means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should delay his wrath for the longest time, and that's what we want to happen, so that Klai Yisrael receives a favorable judgment. Vilishmitin, and it's Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah. What does that mean? Minalan, how do I know? Tichsiv, ubashana hashviyis, shabbat shabbason yela aretz. In the seventh year, it will be a shabbat shabbason, it will be a restful period for the world. The gamar shana shana mi tishrei, and we learn out shana shana from tishrei. Tichsiv, mirishis hashana. So the word shana appears by tishrei. We know that that's the beginning of the year. So too, we say that the Shemitah cycle is based on that word Shana. So the Gemara asks the question we've seen before, V'ligmar Shana Shana mi Nisan, but Nisan also has the word Shana. T'chsev, Rishon hu lachem lechadshei Hashana. So how come I can't learn out from Nisan? Why am I learning out from Tishrei? So the Gemara says, Dan in Shana she'eni machadashim, Mishana she'eni machadashim. We should learn out the word Shana from a Pasuk that has no Chadashim, meaning the Pasuk of Shemitah doesn't mention the word Chodash, from a Pasuk by Tishrei doesn't mention the word Chodash. Vein done, as opposed to learning out Shana She'ini Machadashim, a word, the pasuk with Shana, there's no Chadashim, Mishana She'eshi Machadashim, from the word, the pasuk with Shana that has Chadashim, meaning by Nisan. So since Nisan has Chadashim and Tishrei does not, it's more appropriate to learn out Shemitah, which has no Chadashim attached to it, from Tishrei, which has no Chadashim attached to it, than from Nisan, which does have Chadashim attached to it. And Rashi, derasla minalan, sheshnas shmita mikudeshes, that the shnas shmita is sanctified, mi Rosh Hashanah, the asr bavodat hakarka, then it's asr to continue to work the land. Okay, we'll stop here, and then for the next bechina, we'll pick up with the middle of Ches Amud Beis.